Good afternoon. This is Dr. Jay Klein. I'm the Dean of the College of Fine Arts here at Eastern New Mexico University. And as always, it is my singular pleasure to let you know of the great things we have coming up for our community here at Eastern. And today, I'm here to talk with some folks about a really cool thing that's coming up. And they are Eliana Goni. Hello, Eliana.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Great. Dale Landry.
Hi.
Amethyst Collins.
Hello.
And Kirsten Peterson Barber.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies. It's so nice to see you.
Thank you. It's nice to see you, too.
Oh, it's always nice to be seen. So tell me, what are we here to talk about?
We're here to talk about the radio show that we have going on with the communication department. It's a half an hour about long play. It's called Ed. And it's done by the communication department and the Department of Fine Arts. So it's lots of people coming together to create this cool radio show.
And now, have we done any of these before?
Yes, we have. Dr. Jim Lee has founded the Theater of the Mind, and this is the third radio play that he has written and produced, and fourth produced. Yes.
Yeah, he's done quite a few of these.
Yes, he has.
The Theater of the Mind.
Yes.
Now, what's it like being inside Dr. Lee's mind?
It's pretty awesome. He's a very creative person, and I can tell that he's had lots of experience. And frankly, as one of the main characters in the play, I feel not only honored, of course, but it's very cool to kind of see what he's thinking when he's writing everything.
He does have lots of experience. He's about 250 years old. Yeah, I would think he's got cauldrons and medieval devices and all that. Kirsten, what's your job here?
I'm actually one of the actresses. I play one of the parts. Her name is Terry. She's a lab assistant to a man named Dr. Trujillo.
Ooh. So. And what kind of laboratory is it?
It involves genetics.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Now, without giving too much away, kind of what is this radio play about?
I'd say it's about a young woman who is going about her normal day, and she gets on a city bus, and the only open seat is next to someone who doesn't quite fit in.
Fit in the seat?
Well, maybe, but doesn't fit in society at all.
I guess we wouldn't know whether the person fit in the seat because it's a
radio
show. Drama.
Yeah. You know, that's why it's called Theater of the Mind, because you get to bring all of it with your mind. Yeah.
Now, will you be using sound effects or is it just all generated by the actors?
Yes, we're going to be using sound effects. I'm the producer of the play, so I'm responsible for collecting and recording all the sound effects we're going to be using in order to bring in the story to life and in order to create it for our viewers to better understand and visualize in their minds.
Now, where do you capture these sounds? Do you walk around with your iPhone and when you hear something cool, you record it? Or how do
actually,
you do that?
Actually, our tech director has recorded several of our sound effects by using the microphone and going and capturing natural sounds.
All right. What's the most fun thing about this process so far?
Well, because I've been in some previous plays and I love to do voice acting and voiceover stuff. My favorite part of it is definitely being able to bring that character to life. And it's wonderful because my character is super sarcastic, which is really fun to play.
And not at all like you, I'm sure.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah. Okay. What's the best thing for you, Kirsten, other than you can wear any clothes you want when you do this?
Oh, I've always loved that when it comes to radio, being able to wear whatever you want. Nobody actually looks at you most of the time. But I've always loved acting, and I did radio for 11 years. So being able to bring back the radio experience and all that has been wonderful.
Okay, so real quick, I'll ask the producer, when do we hear this?
On the 25th, we will record, and after that, the radio play will be available to listen on Hound Bites.
That's Hound Bites, the radio station of the communication department.
Yes.
Well, ladies, this has been really fun. Break a leg.
Thank you.
And I'll be speaking with all of you again next week. Bye-bye.